Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Here's the Wild Rockies Earth First update. Logging has started in the Bitterroot National Forest in Montana 2 weeks ago. The loggers have been cutting in the Roane, Burke, and Bear sales. The Elk Point 1 and through 3, Little Bull, Blodgett, and Robbins Gulch sales are ready to go any day now. Wild Rockies Earth First have been doing a lot of monitoring and watchdog work and have found many hideous violations, including logging in non-winter conditions, which increases stream sedimentation, cutting live green trees, cutting leaved trees, and illegally cutting outside of the boundaries. Much of these areas being logged are low-intensity burns and are classic pope and park-like stands of ponderosa. Wild Rockies Earth First will continue to amass these violations and hold the Forest Service and logging companies accountable for their actions. Actions are ongoing and they need help. For more information, contact Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana 59806. That's Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana 59806, or you can call them at 406-721-3494. That's 406-721-3494, or www.wildrockies.org. Also coming up is the International Day of Action for Rivers on March 14th. The 5th Annual International Day of Action Against Dams and for Rivers, Water, and Life is only 2 weeks away, and the number of groups taking part is increasing each day. We encourage you to participate with us. To find out which events are planned so far, visit the listings at www.irn.org/dayofaction/. That's www.irn.org/dayofaction/. Here's a couple of representative events. In South Africa, the Pumalanga event is on March 14th at 11 a.m. at Sudwala, Hotsbazoop Valley, Mpumalanga, South Africa. The South African Water Crisis Action Network and HEAL will jointly host an event entitled Healing Rivers. Several teams will gather at the lodge below the famous Sudwala Caves in the Hotsbazoop Valley of the Mpumalanga province. Each team equipped with inflated tubes and rubbish bags will be allocated a section of the Hoedspruit, South Africa's fastest flowing river, down which they will tube ride, stopping to bag any rubbish they find along the way. In the afternoon, there will be a mini workshop on river ecology and problems posed by dams. For more information, contact Owen at soft.co.za. That's Owen at soft.co.za. And in the United States, in California, Restore Hetch Hetchy is having a complimentary reception with refreshments at Galen Rowell's Mountain Light Studio, 1466 66th Street, between Hollis and Shell Mound in Emeryville, California, on Saturday, March 9th at 5 p.m. A silent auction of beautiful photography will accompany the reception. All proceeds will benefit their efforts to restore Yosemite National Park's Hetch Hetchy Valley, the place John Muir called a grand landscape garden, one of the nation's rarest and most precious mountains. Temples. For more information, contact www.hetchhetchy.org. That's www.hetchhetchy.org. And Save Our Rivers, Save Our Shad is having a rally for the Mattaponi and Pamunkey Rivers Monday, February 18th at 1 p.m. at the Bell Tower on the Capitol Grounds, 9th Street at Franklin in Richmond, Virginia. Only the Mattaponi and Pamunkey Rivers remain as healthy, productive shad fisheries in Virginia, but the Department of Environmental Quality has granted permits to Newport News to divert water from the Mattaponi for drinking to fuel sprawl development on the peninsula in Hanover County to dump into Pamunkey River sewage that would come from the sprawl development the county there is encouraging. Our rally is to demonstrate to Governor Mark Warner and Secretary Taylor Murphy the folly of these DEQ decisions during the Gilmore administration and the determination of Virginians to defeat these unwise projects. For information, call 804-225-9113. That's 804-225-9113, or visit www.savethemattaponi.org or www.saveourriver.org.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on,